Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into the world of financial affiliate programs.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. Specifically, the top contenders as we look ahead to 2025.
Okay.
We've got a really, really insightful article here that outlines the top 10 programs. And I have to say, some of these commission structures are seriously eye-catching.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like, imagine earning $50 just for helping someone invest in real estate.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's definitely a landscape ripe with opportunity. But before we get lost in all the dollar signs,
Right.
can we break down what actually makes a financial affiliate program stand out? I'm guessing it's more than just a big commission number.
Oh, absolutely. High commission rates can definitely be tempting, but they don't always tell the whole story.
Right.
A truly successful program offers kind of a balance of factors, and it all starts with a really solid commission structure.
Okay.
So ideally, you'd look for a program with competitive rates, but also consider whether they offer recurring commission.
Recurring commissions.
Yeah, that's where the passive income magic really happens.
I like the sound of that. So, what else should we be looking at beyond how much and how often we get paid?
Well, think about it this way. Would you recommend a risky investment product to someone just starting out?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, right? So product relevance is crucial.
Okay.
Aligning the product with your audience's needs and interests, that's really key to building trust and ultimately driving conversions.
Makes sense. It's about offering genuine value, not just pushing products for the sake of a commission.
Exactly.
So, how do we vet these programs for trustworthiness? Like, how do we know we're not getting involved with something shady?
Yeah, that's a great question. Program reputation is paramount. You really want to look for established companies with a proven track record. User reviews and industry reports, those can offer some really valuable insights.
Okay.
A program with a solid reputation just makes your job as an affiliate that much easier.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's like having a reliable partner backing you up.
And speaking of support, I imagine that's a key factor too, right? Absolutely. Quality programs will offer resources like marketing materials, training webinars, even dedicated support staff.
Oh, wow.
They understand that your success is their success.
Right.
So they really invest in helping you thrive.
It's a symbiotic relationship for sure. But all the support in the world won't help if the program itself is a nightmare to navigate.
You're telling me. A user-friendly interface is absolutely critical.
Okay.
Look for programs with intuitive dashboards for tracking performance, managing campaigns, accessing those valuable resources.
Right.
The easier it is to use, the more time you can spend on what matters,
Right.
promoting and earning.
All right, I'm ready to hear about these top 10 programs. The article seems to be focusing on variety, which, makes me think there's something for everyone here.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's jump right in. First up, we've got Fundrise, a real estate investment platform.
Oh, yeah, Fundrise.
Their program offers up to $50 per referral for real estate investments, which is,
It's unusual.
yeah, it's definitely unusual to say the least. It seems to be a strategic move to capture a specific audience. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that $50 figure definitely stands out, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's because real estate crowdfunding, while it's growing, still has a higher barrier to entry than, say, opening a simple savings account.
Right.
So maybe that higher commission is meant to incentivize affiliates to really sell the idea of real estate investing.
Yeah, it's a compelling theory. They're essentially paying a premium to acquire customers in a niche market.
Yeah.
And it suggests that they're targeting a more sophisticated investor, someone willing to commit a significant amount of capital.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next on the list is Wealthfront, a robo-advisor.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about robo-advisors before on the show, but what makes Wealthfront's affiliate program stand out in such a crowded field?
What's interesting about Wealthfront is their laser focus on millennials.
Okay.
Their platform and marketing are really designed to appeal to tech-savvy individuals, who are comfortable with that kind of automated investing.
Right.
So for an affiliate, this means a clearly defined target audience.
So if your audience skews younger and is interested in a hands-off approach to investing, Wealthfront could be a good fit.
Definitely.
And they're offering a $30 commission per referral, which isn't too shabby.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Now compare that to Betterment, another popular robo-advisor. They're also user-friendly and offer excellent educational resources, but their commission structure is much more aggressive.
How so?
$100 per sign-up.
Wow, $100? That's quite a statement.
Yeah, it definitely is. It makes me wonder, are they that confident in their product, or are they facing stiffer competition than Wealthfront?
It's hard to say for sure, but it definitely piques my interest.
Perhaps they're looking to rapidly expand their user base or attract a different segment of the market.
So both Wealthfront and Betterment are targeting the robo-advisor niche, but their commission structures and perhaps their target audiences within that niche might differ.
Right.
This is where that deeper analysis comes in, right?
Yeah, precisely. Choosing between them would depend on your audience and your marketing strategy, but both highlight the potential of tailoring your affiliate choices to specific segments within the financial world.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. I've got Robinhood next, which is known for its commission-free trading.
Yeah, Robinhood.
I mean, they've definitely disrupted the brokerage landscape, especially among younger investors.
Absolutely. Robinhood's appeal really lies in its simplicity and accessibility.
Right.
They've made investing feel less intimidating, which is a huge draw for a generation that's accustomed to these seamless digital experiences. Their affiliate program offers referral bonuses of up to $100, which, you know, aligns with their strategy of rapid user acquisition.
But they've also had their fair share of controversy, haven't they? It makes you wonder if promoting a platform like Robinhood requires a bit more due diligence. You know, considering their past regulatory scrutiny.
Yeah, it's a valid point. Transparency and trust are just so crucial in financial affiliate marketing. You really don't want to recommend a product that could potentially harm your audience financially or damage your own reputation.
Absolutely. Okay, this next one, Personal Capital, takes a different approach.
Oh.
Instead of focusing solely on investing, they offer a comprehensive financial management tool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how that translates to their affiliate program.
So Personal Capital's affiliate program focuses on lead generation.
Okay.
They're offering up to $100 for each qualified lead.
Wow.
This suggests that they're targeting a broader audience, not just active investors, but individuals seeking to improve their overall financial well-being.
So it's less about immediate conversions and more about capturing the attention of those who are starting to think about their finances more holistically.
Right, exactly. Right, if that makes sense. Their target audience might be someone who's interested in budgeting, debt management, or retirement planning, in addition to investment tracking.
Let's talk about Acorns now.
Yep.
I've seen their ads all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about micro-investing, making investing almost effortless by rounding up purchases and investing this spare change.
Yeah, Acorns has cleverly tapped into the psychology of habit formation.
Right.
Their approach makes investing feel less daunting and more accessible, especially for younger audiences.
And their affiliate program, while offering a relatively modest $5 per sign-up, could potentially generate significant revenue just given their massive target market and low barrier to entry.
Yeah, it's a classic volume play.
Right.
If you can reach a large audience of young adults starting to explore investing, the potential for earning is substantial.
Next up, Coinbase.
Yeah.
We can't talk about financial affiliate programs without mentioning the world of cryptocurrency.
It's true.
I mean, it's been a wild ride, to say the least.
Yeah, it has.
So Coinbase is one of the leading cryptocurrency exchanges. And their affiliate program is strategically targeted at those already familiar with the crypto space.
Right. So if your audience is crypto savvy, this could be a lucrative niche.
It could be. Yeah. But I imagine promoting cryptocurrency requires a nuanced approach, given its volatility and the inherent risks involved.
Absolutely. Education is key here. You need to ensure your audience understands the complexities of cryptocurrency before recommending a platform like Coinbase.
Okay. Moving on to Lending Club. A peer-to-peer lending platform.
Okay.
I'm kind of intrigued by their approach of connecting borrowers and investors.
Yeah.
How does their affiliate program leverage this unique model?
So Lending Club's affiliate program offers commissions on both sides of the equation.
Okay.
So for referring borrowers seeking loans and investors seeking to lend.
Oh, interesting.
This opens up opportunities to target different audience segments within the personal finance space.
So you could promote their loan products to those seeking debt consolidation or personal loans?
Exactly.
While also targeting potential investors looking for alternative investment opportunities.
It's a clever way to diversify your affiliate strategy.
It is. Okay, Credit Karma. I mean, it's a name almost everyone recognizes. They're practically synonymous with free credit scores. I'm guessing their affiliate program capitalizes on that brand recognition.
Absolutely. Credit Karma's affiliate program rewards referrals and signups for their various financial management tools.
Okay.
It leverages their strong brand awareness and established user base to attract new customers.
Their broad appeal is kind of a double-edged sword, though, right?
Oh, so?
Well, a wide audience means more potential leads.
True.
But it also means you might need a more targeted marketing strategy to cut through the noise.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. With a platform as diverse as Credit Karma, niche targeting becomes crucial for affiliate success.
Okay. Finally, we have SoFi.
SoFi, yeah.
A true financial supermarket offering everything from loans and refinancing to investing and banking.
Wow, everything.
They seem to be going for that one-stop shop approach.
They do, it seems like it.
So how does that translate to their affiliate program?
Well, SoFi's comprehensive platform is reflected in their affiliate program, which boasts high commissions and diverse marketing materials. Their strategy is to empower affiliates with everything they need to succeed.
It sounds like they're really invested in their affiliate partners. That kind of support can make a big difference when you're navigating such a complex financial landscape.
Oh, it certainly does. When a company invests in its affiliates, it demonstrates a commitment to collaborative success.
This overview of the top 10 financial affiliate programs has been incredibly insightful. It's amazing to see how each program reflects different trends and strategies within the financial industry.
Yeah, I agree. It's clear that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to affiliate marketing. Choosing the right program really depends on your audience, your niche, and your overall marketing strategy.
But choosing the right program is just the first step, right?
Right.
We need to talk about how to actually promote these products and services effectively. After all, simply signing up for a program isn't going to magically generate income.
You're absolutely right. Success in affiliate marketing requires a strategic approach to content creation, audience targeting, and performance monitoring.
Okay, so let's break down some of the key tactics that can make all the difference.
All right, let's do it.
As we wrap up our deep dive into financial affiliate programs, I keep coming back to this idea of accessibility.
Yeah, it's remarkable how these programs are really democratizing access to financial tools and information.
Right. I mean, we've got platforms like Acorns making investing approachable for beginners, Robinhood kind of simplifying that whole trading world, and Credit Karma empowering people to understand their credit scores.
Yeah, you know, it's a far cry from the days when financial advice was reserved for the elite.
Absolutely. And this shift towards accessibility creates exciting opportunities for affiliate marketers.
Precisely. Affiliates can play a crucial role in guiding individuals towards the resources they need to achieve their financial goals.
But with so many programs and products out there, it can be overwhelming. You know, for both affiliates and consumers.
Definitely. That's where the importance of specialization comes in.
Okay.
As an affiliate, focusing on a specific niche allows you to build expertise and become a trusted source of information.
So instead of trying to be everything to everyone, you're saying, find your passion within the financial landscape and build your authority there.
Exactly. You know, if you're passionate about sustainable investing, for instance, partner with programs that align with those values and target an audience interested in making a positive impact.
It's about finding that sweet spot where your interest, your audience's needs, and the right affiliate program converge.
And that's where the real magic happens. You're not just promoting products, you're facilitating financial empowerment.
I love that perspective. It's not just about earning commissions, it's about making a tangible difference in people's lives.
And that sense of purpose can be incredibly motivating for affiliates. It's about aligning your business with your values.
But amidst all this talk of opportunity and empowerment, we can't forget about the importance of ethical conduct.
Of course, absolutely. Ethical considerations should be woven into the very fabric of your affiliate marketing strategy.
It's about being transparent with your audience, disclosing your affiliate relationships, and prioritizing their best interests above all else.
And that includes recommending products and services that you genuinely believe in, even if they don't offer the highest commission rates.
Right. It's about building trust and credibility, which are ultimately more valuable than any short-term gain.
Because in the end, a sustainable and fulfilling affiliate marketing business is built on a foundation of integrity.
This deep dive has been a true eye-opener. We've explored the evolving landscape of financial affiliate programs, unpacked strategies for success, and emphasize the importance of ethical conduct.
It's been a privilege to share these insights with our listeners.
Absolutely. As we conclude this episode, I want to leave our audience with a call to action.
Okay, I'm all yours.
Take the time to reflect on your own financial passions and expertise.
Okay.
Identify a niche that excites you and aligns with your values.
Love it.
Research the affiliate programs that resonate with your chosen niche.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, approach this endeavor with a commitment to providing genuine value to your audience.
Couldn't agree more.
Because when you combine passion, purpose, and ethical conduct, the possibilities for success are truly limitless.
Well said. It's been a really inspiring conversation.
A huge thank you to our expert for their invaluable insights and for sharing their expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure. I always enjoy these thought-provoking discussions.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of financial affiliate programs.
We hope you've gained valuable knowledge and are feeling empowered to explore the opportunities that await.
Remember, the journey to financial success starts with a single step.
So take that step today. Embrace the possibilities, and let's create a more financially empowered future together.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep striving for financial well-being.
And that wraps up another insightful deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Until then, stay curious and keep diving deep.